Paul, you have a 1-0 lead in the opening period. You outshoot them by a 3-1 margin. Did you see anything specifically over the final 40 minutes where they were able to take advantage of the game? Maybe.
No, I mean, you're smart level? Enough to know that it's not going to. The shots aren't going to end up 45-15. Right? They're going to. They had a tough start. We had a good start, but there's two teams on the ice, and then it flattened out to even for the most part after that.
What did they do better as the game wore on?
I didn't feel there was a whole lot. I mean, their first was rough for them, right? So they'll come back and battled a little harder and competed on pucks a little harder. Became a fairly even game after that. I'm not sure that the chances were necessarily even after that. They were lopsided in the first, but they put two by us and we couldn't get the second or third to go.
Penalty kill? I mean, what do you look at a turning point in that one? Is it just giving up the goal that quick, or is it the goal at the end of the second?
Well, I mean, we score a power play goal, they score a power play goal. The goal at the end of the second clearly hurts because it's a controllable situation. We got possession of the puck, so that's a tough one. But there's still lots of time on the clock, and there's still lots of opportunities to tie that game.
There's a lot of good that seemed to happen in the game. Connor Hellebuck stood out, Jack Rossovic, I mean...
Yeah, Connor made some real good saves there in the second period. Jack's been good for the last three. He's got some real good jump on him.
Paul, how does a team develop that kind of killer instinct, if you will? I mean, there's a couple chances. Obviously, 2-0 is not at the end of the game, but you had a few chances to get.
Listen, we're not sitting back in these games. It's not we're not defending a 1-0 lead from the second period on. It's not a function of us not having a killer instinct.
What do you think of Hainola in his return?
All good enough to play him 20 minutes. You know, the things that you might point at in his game, he's going to grow out of. The things that he does so very well, surprisingly, as an 18-year-old, is a gift, right? Like this guy's going to be a really interesting player to watch develop over time. He moves so efficiently around the ice and with such poise that, I mean, there's nothing in his game that you would say wasn't in any of the other defensemen's games, that he's just young. He was as good as they're better than on most of them. He was good.
Sorry, so what went into changing your pairings between the pregame skate and the game itself?
Did you... Oh, you mean the...
Well, the Dahlstrom mutes.
Yeah, it was just a... We didn't change the pairings. We sent the lineup in about 15 minutes earlier. Young guy got a little confused. Really wanted to be out there for the national anthem, so we let him.
Are you happy with how your team reacts, Paul, after you guys give up a goal? I mean, Tuesday night, and then now in the last minute of a period.
No, I don't like the result of what's happened because we've been scored on and couldn't turn it back over on them. But I haven't felt our game change drastically after that. To be honest with you, I'm not looking at a. Everybody gets a little bit of jump from a goal. The other team comes two or three shifts, you're not happy with the result.
How would you assess your team's penalty kill compared to Tuesday night?
It was equal.